Hello, hello. Welcome back or welcome to the My Monday Mood podcast. So happy you guys are here. And again, just so happy to be back on the podcast. I feel like the break I took was much needed because I'm just coming back with so much energy and so much like just gratitude that I have this platform and all of you guys. So yeah, just wanted to say thank you for being here. Today is going to be another short, but to the point episode. So let's just get right into it. It's not always going to go to plan. The plans you have right now most likely aren't going to go exactly the way you have planned. And that can be shocking, that can be confusing, but the reality is we only have control over the present moment. It's good to have plans, but something that I've been going through and having to remind myself of is that there's going to be reroutes. There's going to be things that happen that I have zero control over. And what am I going to do in those moments? Surrender. Surrender has been a major theme in my life as of lately, and being able to let go of expectations, my plans, the outcomes I am wanting. Choosing to let go and surrender is one of the hardest things to do. In high school, I remember planning out my life so distinctly, you guys, and I'm sure we've all done this. I had a boyfriend at the time, and I thought I was going to marry him. We were going to get married by 21, have kids by 23, have a house by 25, and live happily ever after. Well, you know, I'm 24 now. And let's just say I am the most single I've ever been. And the thought of having kids right now would honestly be a safety hazard. So, yeah. And also buying a house in this economy, I'm having trouble just getting approved for an apartment right now. Okay. There's no way I could or even would want to buy a house right now. That is just a small example of it, you know? Not everything is going to go to plan. And you know what? That is okay. Right now, I would say I am in my figuring it out era. If you can't tell by the past few episodes, you know, we're figuring things out. We're figuring a lot of things out right now. And my plans and direction have changed more times in the past 2 years than I even want to admit. And you know what? That's okay. Instead of giving myself a hard time for not being exactly where I want to be in my life right now, which I've been doing a lot of lately, I'm choosing to give myself grace and allow myself to let go and surrender to where my feet are currently. I think it's good to have a plan, to have direction of where you want to go in life, but I think not having such a large attachment to that plan is something that I'm learning to be okay with. Being unattached and having an inner knowing that it's all working out for me, God's plan, the universe's plan, is so much greater than I could ever imagine. So when things don't go as expected, trust the reroute. You have time to figure it out. You aren't lost. You're navigating your way. And while you're navigating, you might as well enjoy the journey. Because to me, the journey is the most important part. The moments and seasons I've been going through lately have taught me so much about myself. And I know that this is all leading me where I'm supposed to be. It's building my character. It's teaching me the things that I like and don't like, the people I do want to surround myself with, the people I don't. We're learning and we're growing and we're evolving. And to me, that is so special. And is making me soak in this quote-unquote figuring it out era so much more. The other day, I told my best friend about a new project I wanted to start. And this person is someone I trust with my entire life. She's known me basically my entire life. And she knows how I'm constantly changing my mind, where I get an idea. I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to do this. I want to try this. Whether it's a new project, new hobby, and I most likely won't stick with it because I'm just someone who needs to try every single thing before I fully commit. But I had this new idea and I was honest with her and I told her how I'm just so sick of changing my mind constantly about the direction of where I want to go in my life, what career path suits me best, where I want to live. You know, I'm just so unsure right now. And she gave me the best reminder, which was, I don't need to feel guilty or bad or shameful about constantly changing my mind. Because it's okay to change your mind. It's okay to reroute. It's okay to reinvent yourself as many times as you need to. If something isn't working, you do not have to stay there. You're not stuck. And that gave me a lot of relief because, not gonna lie, I've just been feeling a little bit mentally all over the place, a little mentally unstable, okay? By the amount of times I've switched up my mind about the plan that I have for my life. But again, releasing the plan and just focusing on the things that bring me joy and excitement and purpose, that is what I want my everyday focus to be. And the rest is going to unfold the way it's supposed to. So yeah, I really just wanted this mini episode to be a reminder that you need to trust the reroutes that happen in your life. They may not feel comfortable, they may feel painful in the moment, but one day when you look back, you'll see why you were guided towards another destination, another direction. It does not have to make sense right now. As long as you're open to what's next, it's only going up from there. So embrace the uncertainty. Instead of trying to make sense of it all, just try to enjoy where your feet are in whatever ways you have control over. For me, that's been prioritizing my morning routine because it sets me up for a successful day and it's my me time. It's time I get to spend with myself before the chaos of the day approaches. Whatever else happens that day is completely out of my control, but if I have control over my morning routine and spending intentional time with myself, I'm going to prioritize that and I'm going to focus on the things that I can control, which are the things that bring me joy and give me energy and put me in the best headspace possible. That's all I have for this episode. Again, very short, but to the point. And I appreciate you all so much. Thank you for all the feedback on the past few episodes. If you guys could leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, send me a DM on my Instagram, which I will have linked below, letting me know what you're feeling about the episodes. It means a lot to me. And yeah, love you guys. And I will see you in another episode very soon.